You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our reading this morning is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on them will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming day of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. So the context of this passage is from 2 weeks ago when we meditated on the previous part of chapter 3, where Peter is saying, with the Lord one day is as a thousand years as a day, and went on. And I mentioned to the brothers, I said I was tempted to go on. And Dan Keating said, yes, but I'm glad you didn't, because it's coming up, Dan, who knows the schedule, having put much of it together from various sources. So there is a following here. So early on in Advent, we meditate on the coming day of the Lord and what his perspective is on it. Now we're at the day right before Christmas. And instead of just anticipating Christmas to come, which is a good thing, and we've got some readings on that, this is really a way to kind of wrap up our meditations for this period. And it's a good exhortation. It says, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? But before that, he even mentions, he says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar. The word roar there is, like many of the words, Peter has a large vocabulary. And many of the words are words that you find only in Peter and not in the rest of the New Testament. But this is a Greek word that's kind of, a roar is like this whirling disaster that's coming. It's not just a big bang or something like that, but it's a word that really implies a great tumultuous passing away. And of course, we see that in Revelation. And so we're hearing that there's going to be this end, and the heavens will pass away, the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. That's a pretty strong conclusion to the day of the Lord. So what are we supposed to do? And that's where we go on. We ought to wait for and hasten the coming of the day of God. This is something that's intrinsic to us as Christians. We're waiting and we're hastening. We're proclaiming the gospel. We're living lives of holiness and righteousness. We're loving our brothers and sisters. That is waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. And we're waiting for something that's promised to us. It's a sure promise, and Peter points that out. And so he then finally exhorts us to live lives of holiness, be without spot or blemish, which is only possible in the Lord Jesus and by the power of his Holy Spirit. So that's our conclusion, worth meditating on. I've been reflecting on the coming of the day of the Lord. How can I wait for and hasten this coming day? How can I live a life of holiness and godliness? How can I be found without spot or blemish by living a life of daily repentance, of calling on the Lord for His help, for His aid? That's our life as Christians.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.